said at the beginning of this Mass, the theme of our reflection today says, seek the will of God in all you do. Dispose yourself and allow God to use you as an instrument of evangelization. The first reading of today tells us how King David wanted to build God a temple without even consulting God, seeking his opinion. And God sent Nathan, the prophet, to communicate to David what he wanted. In the Gospel of today, Mary says, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your will. Here Mary disposed herself and allowed God to use her as an instrument of salvation. Mary played a very important role in the history of her salvation. There are so many things, so many lessons we can draw from the readings of today, more especially that of the Gospel. Humility and the custody of the tongue, we can learn that from Mary. When the angel Gabriel communicated to Mary that she will be the mother of the Son of the Most High, Mary did not tell anybody. She kept that as a secret. She didn't tell anybody. Even when she visited Elizabeth, her cousin, she never told Elizabeth, look, I'm going to be the mother of God. She never did that. She left God to do that for her. It was God himself that communicated to Elizabeth that he himself, God, had chosen Mary to be the mother of God, the mother of the Son of the Most High. When Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant and wanted to divorce her in secret, Mary never told Joseph and said, look, the child I am having in my womb is the Son of God. I have conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. So give me a break and give me some respect. Mary never said that. He allowed God to communicate to Joseph the truth about her situation. Sometimes when we have problems, when we are accused of something that we are innocent of, how do we react? Sometimes we begin to tell everybody, complaining to everybody, how innocent we are, without even talking to God in prayer, asking God to reveal the truth. Sometimes we can fall victim of that. I guess some of us might have scheduled what we are going to do next year, 2024. We might have scheduled the places we will visit, the persons we will visit, what we like to buy, and so on and so forth. To plan ahead of time is beautiful, is good, but the question is, did we consult God in our schedules through prayer? If you want to marry, maybe some would like to get married next year. If you are planning to get married next year, have you consulted God to seek his opinion, to know whether that woman you want to marry is the right person for you? Are you planning to buy a new house and sell the old one you have now. Have you consulted God to know whether that house you want to buy is the right house for you? Are you planning to get a new job next year and abandon the one you have now? Have you consulted God in prayer? That is very necessary. Seek His opinion. Because when we get His will, that is the right thing we have to get before making any decision. Before you make a serious decision, consult God. Very important. According to Pope Francis, there are three lessons we can get from Mary. Number one, be joyful. Number two, try to help others. And number three, never lose hope. Humility is the mother of all virtues. I will end this reflection with a short story. A famous preacher was invited to give a talk somewhere in a town. And when he got to the town, he wanted to buy some stamps from the post office. But he didn't know the way to the post office. Luckily for him, he saw a boy on the street and asked him whether he knew the way to the post office. The boy directed him how to get to the post office. Then the preacher said to the boy, "When you come to the town hall this evening, I will tell you how to get to heaven." The boy said to him, "No." "I won't come. Thank you. You don't know the way to the post office, and you are claiming to know the way to heaven." So, whatever we think we are, whatever we think we know, whatever we think we can achieve, let us remember that we should never attribute them to ourselves. Rather, God is using us as instruments to fulfill His plans.